This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. I am Jimmy Kelts, your voice of the Owls tonight, broadcasting from Kane. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. The Owls, as you may have guessed by where I am, will be facing the Wolves tonight of Kane. Now, the Owls come into tonight's contest 6-4 on the season on a 5-game win streak. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Now, the Wolves, to the best of my knowledge, I believe, are 5-4 on the season. It's possible that I've missed a game off there. I do know their most recent game was a win. They are coming off a 41-38 win over Sheffield. So a close game there against Sheffield. That was just recently, I believe, the 10th. So I believe the same night that the Owls were playing at home last week was the night that Kane, or that would have been Monday. So Monday, either way, coming off the win over Sheffield. Before that was a 44-31 loss to Ridgeway. And I believe, again, they are 5-4. One of the websites was missing some information. They didn't have the Sheffield game on there and had them at 4-4. Did some other deep dive, found the win against Sheffield. So that's the best guess that I have. They're around a 500 team right now coming into the night. That being said, they do have one of the top scoring one of the top scorers in D9, in Andy Jakilic. He is the number 25th, ranks 25th in points per game in District 9 with 12.1 points per game. He's got 109 points on the season. The Owls, on the other hand, actually have two in the top 25 District 9 points per game scorers. That would be number 21 on the list, Cam Austin. He averages 12.6 points per game. He did miss a couple of games, so he has 113 total. Jake Franz, who has more total points, 10 more total points for 123, but he averages slightly lower because he has not missed a game. He averages 12.3, and they are ranked 21 and 22 in the district for individual scoring points per game. So pretty interesting stat there. They did it, and that was as of January 10th. On D9and10sports.com had the nice updated list up there. So shout out to those guys. The Owls, as we mentioned, the record there, 6-4, and they came all the way back from 1-4. They started off, we've covered this real quickly in the pregame just about every time for anybody who's missed it, but I'll go over it real quickly. They started with a win in over Eisenhower, and then they dropped 4 straight, and then they went on this 5-game win streak over the course of multiple weeks, because we had the winter break in there and really, really put it together here and started playing really good basketball under first-year head coach John Bernardi. So the first win was the consolation game of the Joe DiCervo Memorial Tournament, an overtime win over Otto Eldred, who, side note, was their first loss of the season as well. The first win of the win streak. Then they go to Ridgeway and get a double overtime win down in Ridgeway. Then they get the home opener against Dubois Central Catholic. They win that one. Then they go on break on a 3-game win streak, tied up at 4-4 on the season. They come back from that to host Countersport, win that game. They host St. Mary's last Friday. They win that game. And now their first road game since the winter break, since they've come back from winter break here in the unofficial second half of the season. And we are in Kane to take on the Wolves. Now, the Owls have fought through some adversity here. They lost Cam Austin to injury for a couple of games, as we mentioned when we looked at his points per game. He came back. They eased him back in. He came back strong. And now, obviously, number 21 top scorer in District 9. They also just recently were without Isaiah Fitton for a couple of games. He is back tonight. So Isaiah Fitton back on the floor. He's played an important role. Especially when the Owls turned that corner and started winning games, he was on the floor for a lot of the Owls' runs. You know, he's a hustler. He plays good defense, and he's hit some shots in the clutch. So Isaiah Fitton back on the floor. But they are missing a key component of their offense, and that's starting senior Jared Wilmoth. So their primary point guard, the ball handler, facilitator, they will be missing Jared Wilmoth tonight. He won't be starting. He won't be in the lineup. He's not on the floor. So they're going to need to find somebody. They have other people that can handle the ball, no problem. Jake is a guy, though, that really facilitates the offense, really sets up. He's a pass-first point guard, and he really sets things up, and he can score. He's also just a bit of a gamer, so he's always on the floor hustling, going for steals, dropping into double coverage. He's always, he's just, like I said, he's a gamer. So they're going to miss his presence. They're going to have a few guys out on the floor that can make up for that a bit, but they're going to need to see, they're going to need somebody to step up and really move the ball around. So that way, when guys are working off the ball, like Jake Franz, Cam Austin, Dalton Dixon, who do a lot of their work off the ball, those guys can do their thing and get hit with a pass at the right time in the right spot, like they are getting used to from Jared Wilmoth. As I said, though, Isaiah Fitton back tonight. So that will be a big help. Especially with Wilmoth gone. So we will have a different look tonight in the starting lineup, obviously with Wilmoth out. We'll get to that in just a moment, starting lineups for both teams. But we are getting ready for some announcements and the national anthem. Before we go, though, some keys to victory for the Owls tonight. They're going to want to ride this momentum that they're on, a five-game win streak. I mean, it can't be understated. It's confidence. You can't get too big-headed about it, but it's confidence. It's momentum, and that means a lot. Statistics don't care about momentum, and momentum doesn't care much about statistics either. So it's nice when it's in your favor and not so much on the other end of things. Almost a key every week is to box out. We need to get rebounds, and they just want to slow the pace of play, set up their offense, play their brand of basketball, which is strong man-to-man defense and setting up your offense. Take the transition when it's there, but don't force it. Don't try to be faster than the other team. Don't try to be bigger than the other team. Just be your team, your Bradford Owls team that you've found success with here in the second half of the season under, again, first-year head coach John Bernardi. Got to give him his flowers as well. For turning that team around after four consecutive losses. So again, getting ready for announcements and the national anthem. See, we will pause for that, and we'll be back with the starting lineups for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. Coming back, ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, here broadcasting live from Kane in front of the Owls' 11th contest of the season, 6-4 on the season. About to get into the starting lineups. Do you want to give a shout out, though? A lot of schools, it's getting more and more common, more and more rare, actually. It's getting more and more rare to hear any live renditions of the national anthem. But a young woman here in Kane just gave a nice rendition of it. So that's always good to hear every once in a while. So tonight, starting lineups. First off, for the home team, the Kane Wolves. Of course, we have senior number 13, Andy Jakajlik. Andy Jakajlik, the number 25 top point scorer in points per game for District 9. And he seems to, I mean, obviously, with that stat, you would assume, but he seems to lead the team in points every game. He helps out a lot in rebounds. He's not a small point scorer. He is. He looks like a kind of a stronger forward. He is built up pretty good, so he's not going to give up any size to any of the other guards, prolific scorers. We'll also see number 15 senior Jack Bell Jr. We'll see number 23 senior Justin Mishick. We'll see number 30 senior Josh Graville and number 33 senior John Mishick. So the Mishick brothers will be out there tonight. For your visiting Bradford Owls on the road tonight, your starting lineup without senior Jared Wilmoth, we will have the sophomore number 10 Jake Franz, number 22 top point scorer in points per game in District 9. We will have number 14, Dalton Dixon at forward. Number 23, Cam Austin. He's number 21 on that points per game list. Number 42, senior Nolan Rulo. And starting in place of Jared Wilmoth will be the junior, number 2, Lucas Johnson. Johnson actually has started a few games here this season, so I believe this will be his at least his third appearance in the starting five, as he started two games when the Owls were missing Cam Austin. Following the the second week of the season, I believe. They lost him early on for a couple games, got him back just in time for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, which was when they started, the consolation game was when they started this winning streak. So Cam Austin set to take the tip. He'll be lined up opposite Justin Mishick, and the Owls win the tip. Goes right to Nolan Rulo, who gives it to Jake Franz right off the bat. Dalton Dixon pops out on the right side. The Owls in their all-red aways. Kane in the all-whites to represent the home team. Jake Franz passes to the top of the perimeter to Dalton Dixon. Dixon backs it up and resets the offense. Right side pass to Rulo. He finds Jake Franz cutting high off the glass. It's no good. And Kane has the rebound. Kane off and running. Mishick inside, and he's called for a charge. Greville, actually, I believe, was the ball carrier when he went up. We'll see exactly what we're called here. That's Greville's called for the foul. His first, team first. Owls basketball still 0-0. Scoreless here, 40 seconds into the first quarter. Franz brings up the ball for Bradford. Pass to Austin in the corner. Lucas Johnson doing some nice work off the ball. Pass isn't there, so Cam Austin will take it in, kick it out to Franz. Franz now gets a high screen from Austin. He pulls up. Gives it right back to Cam, to Johnson up top. Johnson's going to be looking to the left side. Passes it that way to Cam, then down to Rulo on the baseline, and Rulo's called for a travel. So Rulo trying to work down low. Little shuffle of the feet, called for a travel, and that'll be the first Owls turnover. And here come the Owls and Jakajlik. Jakajlik passes over to Greville. Mishick. Back to Jakajlik, kicks it back out, and here's a shot from the elbow. No good, but Mishick gets the rebound. Can't get the put back up, and Dalton Dixon will come down with it. Dixon outlet pass to Franz. Franz puts the moves on him, goes in left side. Layup is good. Jake Franz gets the Owls on the board, and Bradford takes a 2-0 lead. Almost 2 minutes into the first quarter. So here comes Greville now. Hand off to Jakajlik. Jakajlik driving in, pulls up at the elbow. No shot. He'll hand it off. Kane will run a little weave here. Wolves dump it into Mishick. He goes up. Layup is no good. And Bradford with the rebound. Dalton Dixon collects his second board of the game. Passes it off to Johnson. Down low to Rulo. Right back to Johnson. Pump fake on the outside of the three. Almost loses the ball. Able to hang on to it. Looking for some help. And he's got Cam Austin up near half court. Austin's going to drive into the foul line. Try to kick it out. Almost loses it. Gets it back. Coming in on the right side. Bounce pass down the baseline to Johnson. Is tipped out of bounds by Kane. We're at 5:32 left in the first quarter. Bradford still with a 2-0 lead. Dalton Dixon inbounding. Looking for Jake Franz underneath. Gives it to him. Franz is going to come back out. Gives it to Austin to reset. Austin head fakes to the right. Drives in to the left. Pops it back out to Franz. Franz starts to drive in. And a blocking foul on Kane. So Franz just so quick, and really The Owls give up a little bit of size here, but the speed advantage is also pretty obvious as Franz had the ball on the floor there, and he really just went to drive in. And Greville just couldn't get out of the way fast enough, and he commits his second foul. So he's going to go to the bench for probably the rest of the first quarter, I would imagine. Franz has it now. 5:10 left, still 2-0. Franz trying to put the moves on. High screen from Austin. Austin with the roll. Pass isn't there, so they give it to Johnson. Back to Franz for three off the mark. And Kane with the rebound. It's Ackley coming down court. Shane Ackley just entered the game for Greville. Hand off to Jakylik. Jakylik working towards the foul line. Guarded by Lucas Johnson. Owls doing a nice job here on defense. Lucas Johnson covering up top of the perimeter. Here's a drive kicked out to Mishik. Mishik now trying to work in. Cam Austin almost pokes it out. And Kane will retain possession. Give it back to Jakylik. Back to Ackley. Now Ackley drives in. And he almost loses it. Cam Austin off and running, trying to get the steal. And Austin called for the foul. So Austin was trying to get around the back of Mishik. And as he does so, he kind of wrapped his arm around him there, and he'll be called for a reach-in or a loose ball foul. It's his first, team first. Kane inbounds. Still 2-0. 4:08 left in the first quarter. Bradford leads. Here's Ackley looking down low to Mishik. The pass is there. Mishik double teamed, looking to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds by Jack Bell Jr. of Kane. So it's going to be a turnover on the Wolves. Bradford Owls basketball. Inbound to Franz. Franz to Johnson. He'll bring it up with just about 3:50 left in the first quarter. Johnson to Rulo outside near the perimeter on the left corner. Kicks it out to Dixon. Pump fake. Drives it in. Kicks it to Johnson in the right corner. Johnson now working. Franz is up top. Gives it to Austin. Head fake in the corner. Head fake after a dribble. Still no shot. Back out to Johnson to reset. Johnson bounce pass to Dixon right side. High screen from Austin. Dixon freed up at the foul line. He's going to kick it back out. One more pass. No shot, though. Austin back to Franz. Franz working. Finds Rulo underneath. Rulo's a little farther, a little bit outside of his preferred range, so he'll kick it back out. Now Franz drives inside. He's fouled. Layup no good. So Franz working hard here as he's one of the shortest Owls on the team and very much outsized here against just about every Wolf. The entire Kane team has a good couple inches on Franz. So he's working hard, going to shoot two from the line. First one is up and good. So Franz extends the Owls lead to 3-0 and a shot to make it 4. 3:03 left in the first quarter. Second shot hits the back of the rim. No good. Ackley with the rebound. Ackley, the smallest Kane Wolf on the team, but still a little bit of size. Here's a steal by Cam Austin. He's on the left side. Little Euro step, and the layup is good by Austin. A beautiful step there by Austin as he had Ackley. He stole the ball from Ackley. Ackley was the only defender who had a chance to break up the transition. Here comes Jakylik up top, now working off the ball. He's passed it off to Mishik. Back to Jakylik. Pump fake at the three. Driving inside. Jump stop. Layup is good. Kane is on the board. Andy Jakylik with a layup to make it 5-2. Owls lead. 2:18 left in the first quarter. Owls swing. Austin ends up with it in the left corner. Down low to Dixon. Dixon looking back to Austin. Top of their perimeter. Swing across the opposite way. Rulo ends up with it. Inside the 2 minutes now in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Johnson outside the perimeter, right side, working towards the left. And out to Austin. Austin going to fake to the right. Spin move. Jump shot. It's off the back of the rim twice, but Austin with the putback follows his shot, gets his own rebound, and is able to extend the lead back up to 5. It's 7-2 with 1:35 left in the first quarter. Great job by Austin following the shot there. Here's Jakylik working on the left side. Turn around. Doesn't like the shot. He'll kick it back out. Now Mishik working on Dalton Dixon. A little wild, but he reins it in and passes it off. Back to Mishick. Dixon reads it and steals it. He's off and running. No Kane defense will stop Dalton Dixon, and he will put it in for two in the transition. It's 9-2 with about 1 minute left in the first quarter. And got a call here. I think it's going to be a timeout. Didn't quite see. Yeah, had my eyes on the other ref, but that is going to be a timeout. So we'll take a tax in timeout right alongside with him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Just under a minute left in the first quarter now for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Up by 7 over Kane. It's 9-2 coming out of the Kane timeout. The Wolves have it at half court. There's the inbound. Mishick with it. Ryan Ward joins the game after the timeout. He comes in for Cam Austin. And here comes Kane. Right side, high screen. Roll, pass isn't there. So they'll have to reset. Mishick driving towards the foul line. Passes it out to Greville. Just re-entered the game and got a a foul on the Owls on Ryan Ward. So an off-the-ball foul on Ryan Ward, his first, team second. There's the inbound to Ackley on the right side. Ackley trying to put the moves on. Mishick outside, tries to lob it in, and it's stolen by Nolan Rulo, and he travels. No. Thought he dragged his pivot foot there, but I think maybe he was fouled instead. And he was. So might have dragged the pivot foot, but it doesn't matter because he was fouled ahead of time. So the Owls inbound, 20 seconds to go. Franz, the Owls content with killing some of this clock here before they take their shot selection. Ward to Johnson, 10 seconds to go. Johnson drives in. Doesn't like what he sees. Gives it back to Franz. Franz going to drive baseline. Pass goes and is stolen, but he touches the out-of-bounds line on the baseline. So the Owls will have 0.7 seconds left to try to get a shot off here. And they do! It's Dalton Dixon! On the tip, off the inbound, Dalton Dixon. Jake Franz lobs it in. Dixon goes up and puts it in immediately. Gets it off before the buzzer at the 0.7 second mark. So we go to the end of the first quarter. We'll start the second quarter. Bradford up 11-2 over Kane. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Ready for the second quarter of action here from Kane, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls lead the Wolves 11-2. So an excellent first quarter from the Owls. I mean, hard to be too critical on really anything. Come away with a 9-point lead, limit Kane to just 2 points. Kane will start with possession here. The Owls did a great job boxing out. I mean, they gave up a few inches. Just about every Bradford player gives up a couple inches except for Cam Austin. And Kane has some real height. Here's Jake Franz with a steal behind the back. Up and under, and it's good. Jake Franz. A couple of moves by Jake Franz as he comes away with a steal. 1-on-2 in the transition, but he goes behind the back to shake one defender and then up and under on the second. 13-2, an 11-point lead. Comes Mishick down low. Turn around to the other Mishick now. Mishick brothers are tall. A couple of centers out here playing forward. Going back and forth. Here's Jakylik. He goes up on the left side, and he'll catch a foul to the head. caught an arm to the head there. So he's going to go to the line for two. Jakylik is the only Kane player that logged a point in the first quarter, 13-2, thanks to Jakylik's layup. Sinks his first free throw. No problem there. Again, the Owls, for giving up as much size as they do, did a great job in the first quarter not getting out-rebounded. We had a couple of we had the Cam Austin putback, doing a good job following their shots, boxing out. And here is second shot. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. That's Bradford Owls basketball. 7:07 left in the second quarter. Did a really good job boxing out, not allowing themselves to get out-rebounded. Good on shot selection. There's Jake Franz taking a jumper. Long two. It's no good. And now Jakylik coming in the other way, and he is fouled on the floor. See if they get Rulo or Franz for that one. And it's going to be Franz. It's his first, team fourth. Inbound from Kane. Greville finds Mishek. Mishek coming out. And the ball is tipped. So Austin tips the pass. And just kind of as a reflex, Jack Bell Jr. of Kane tried to get it anyways. If it would have went out of bounds, it would have stayed Kane ball. But he tried to stop it. And he touched it right before it went out of bounds. So it's a Kane turnover. The Owls with a 10-point lead and possession. Lucas Johnson driving in on Greville. Gives it to Dixon. Dixon watching Franz go baseline. Doesn't like the pass, so gives it to Johnson. Johnson will hit Franz and give it right back to Johnson for three. It's off the mark. Austin with the rebound. Goes out of bounds, though. And it'll be Kane basketball. So a nice hustle there by Austin, but can't keep it in bounds. The JV game, too, should mention. Don't want to glean too much from the JV game. Don't want to put any more stock into it. Get your hopes up at all, but JV game ended with a Bradford win 50 to 17. And there's Jakylik with another 2-pointer, this one from about straight on, but it's 13-5. Jakylik with all five Kane points cuts the lead back down to single digits, 8-point lead now. Bradford with possession, just over 5.5 left. Jake Franz from three, it's the corner, no good. Kane with a rebound. Out and running is Jakylik. Jakylik goes behind the back to try to shake Austin. And I think Austin's going to get called for a reach in there. Calling awfully close, calling awfully tight game here. Got to watch that. Adjust your defense accordingly. It'll be Austin's second, team fifth. Not saying that it wasn't a foul. It's just depends on how the game is going to be called. Sometimes they'll let that play develop. Sometimes they'll just call it right away. Here comes Jakylik. Turnaround jumper is short. Dixon with the rebound. Dixon gives it to Franz. Franz out and running. Back to Dixon at the three-point line. Dixon drives in, kicks it out, and it's going to go out of bounds on the Owls. So it was Brendan Warner who entered the game. He was trying to collect the pass. Gets tipped. He goes after it, and it's going to be a turnover for the Owls. We also have a timeout, and we'll take a tax-in timeout alongside of them. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls in Kane leading the Wolves currently 13-8 with 5 minutes left in the first half. Had a really good first quarter with an 11-2 lead. Can't get too overconfident there after that first quarter of play. Let the Wolves right back into it. They do have five team fouls, so need to keep an eye on that. Here's a drive, and a layup is too strong by Jack Bell Jr. Rebound by Bradford. Coming back the other way. Warner. Bounce pass to Franz. Franz to Johnson. Right at the top of the perimeter. Back to Franz, left side. Franz looking to a streaking Warner, and it's no good. Long two-point attempt, but Bradford gets the rebound. Nice job there. Shot was actually Chase Weinberg. Saw 21, not 12. Here's Franz driving baseline, and the pass is tipped and stolen. Here comes Bell, and the layup is no good. Has to kick it out to Mishick for three. Cam Alston gets a hand up, or Weinberg, rather, gets a hand up, but it's sunk. So Mishick with the three-pointer, and the Owls' lead is down to five. It's 13-8 with 3:45 left in the first half. Franz looking, and here's a three-pointer up and no good. The Owls maybe not being quite as patient as they were. I'm going to rush in a few possessions here. We had Franz take a long two. I mean, he was open, but took a long two early in their possession. And then just then we had Warner take the three-pointer pretty quickly as well. So 3:33 left in the first half. Kane basketball. Foul on Jake Franz is his second, team sixth. Ackley with it now for Kane. To Bell. Bell driving in on the left side. Jakylik follows the ball handler. He'll pass it back to Jakylik. Jakylik fakes, left drives, and kicks it to Bell. Bell goes baseline, and the layup is good. And all of a sudden, Kane right back into this basketball game. It's 13-10. Bradford leads by one possession. 3 minutes left in the first half. Franz is going to drive left side, hand it off to Warner. Warner to the top of the perimeter. To Johnson. Bounce pass to Dixon at the high elbow. Dixon drives in, kicks it out to Weinberg. Weinberg back to Warner. Warner head fake, drives inside, kicks it out to Franz. Back to Warner, back to Franz. Franz now going to take off for the foul line. Gives it to Weinberg for two, and it's good. About 10 feet out, right on the side. And Weinberg gets his first bucket of the game and makes it 15-10. Here's a steal by Weinberg. Tipped pass by Johnson. Weinberg comes away with it. Franz, head fake at the three. Looking for Warner. Warner to Johnson. Johnson drives baseline. Bounce pass to Weinberg. It's blocked. Kane out and running. Franz with the steal. Gives it to Johnson. And Johnson can't draw the foul, but the blocked layup will go out of bounds, and it'll stay Bradford Owls basketball. So without Austin or Rulo on the floor, the size difference becomes very obvious. Weinberg and Warner both aren't short by any means. They almost match up height-wise, but skinnier guys. So they give up a little bit of overall size. Franz to Weinberg on the right side. He gives it to Warner. Warner back up top to Dixon. Head fake. Dixon back to Warner. 1:30 left in the first half. Still 15-10, Bradford leads. Johnson to Warner. To Dixon. Dixon looks underneath. Nobody there. In the corner to Warner. And Warner touches the baseline, and that's going to be a turnover on Bradford. 1:14 left in the first half. Still 15-10. So Kane coming all the way back from at least an 11-point lead, maybe 12 at one point. Cuts it down to three. He's currently at a five-point deficit. Ackley to Greville. And we've got a timeout. A full timeout. That's a tax-in timeout on our half. Tax-in restaurant. Down at the intersection of Route 219. With the best handmade pierogies around. The tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB. ESB Sports.
Almost out of this full time out here for Bradford Isles basketball on WESB Sports. It's 15-10, Bradford leads with not much time left in the first half at all. Didn't see quite what we had left. Was about a minute, maybe a little less. 101, 1 minute, 1 second. So the Owls, after holding Kane to 2 points in the first quarter, has been outscored 8-4 here in the second quarter. And here's the inbound by the Wolves. Greville looking to Mishick on the left side. Back to Greville. Greville guarded by Johnson. Puts up a lob pass, and it's stolen by Weinberg. And he also draws a foul. So Caleb Waite in the game out of the timeout. They were trying to lob it into Waite underneath on the left side. And Weinberg gets the steal, and Waite draws the foul, but it looks like he might have caught Waite either in the eye or the nose, or Weinberg, rather, Chase Weinberg exiting the gym with a trainer. Either got him in the eye or the nose. Now we've got a pause here in the action. See if I can pop one of my earphones off here and see if I can hear anything. 45 seconds left in the first half. Not sure what they're looking at. The ref's looking towards the scorekeeper's table. Now, Weinberg did exit the game. He had his walking with his head down and his hand near his eye or nose area. Seemed fine after the foul, but maybe a scratch in the eye or a bloody nose, something like that, something that drew blood. Not sure. So it's going to be a foul on Waite, his first, Kane's fifth, Bradford Owls ball with 45 seconds left. But not sure exactly what the pause is here as they're still looking. Maybe there's blood on the floor and they're looking for something to clean it up with, but figure it wouldn't take that long. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Yeah. They were looking for paper towels. They couldn't find any. Yeah. So they get a couple of paper towels here and wipe up a little spot of blood. Yeah, I don't know if it was a scratch or if he hit the nose or the eye, but just a little spot. And then that must have been why he had the hand in front of his face on his way out. There we go. So the wipes are off the floor. And here comes the inbound. Dixon to France. Clock down to 40 seconds left. Still 15-10. Owls lead. Johnson to Rulo, who just entered the game for Weinberg. Warner back to Johnson, back to Franz, 30 seconds now. The Owls, I would assume, content in holding for one. Franz up top to Johnson, right back to Franz, pump fake, going to drive left side, kick it out to Warner for three. It's long, and they shoot. Kane gets the rebound with 14 seconds left. So a lot of time left on that clock, a lot of fat for the Wolves to come and try to set up a nice look here. And cut this back to a one-possession lead. Here's Jakajlik driving in. No shot there. He's got to throw one up at the buzzer, and it's good. It's a long two-pointer for Jakajlik. A turnaround jumper from about 11 feet out. Sinks it, rattles in a little bit, but goes in nonetheless and cuts it to a three-point lead for Bradford going into half. And that is a momentum shifter. The Owls are going to want to put a lid on that immediately when they come in for the third quarter. So 15-12, Bradford leads Kane by three after the buzzer beater to cut that deficit down to one possession. And we're going to take a 3 minute timeout or so, 3-4 minutes, and tally up the stats. We'll be back with the first half recap and stats. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always
always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information you need. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Owls Halftime Show now on WESB Sports. From Kane, the Owls really kind of testing themselves again here as it's 15-12 at halftime. They've got a three-point lead, but after the look of the first quarter, thought they were going to be sitting much more comfortable than they are now. We'll talk about it and break it down and get into who exactly is leading the charge as far as scoring goes. The Owls, again, without Jared Wilmuth tonight. Obviously, he is a starting senior, was a starter last year. Really, really solid point guard, pass first, facilitator, great offensive awareness, hustler, gamer. So missing that presence. But a couple of guys have really stepped up and done a good job. Lucas Johnson started in his place, but but really the whole team, everybody on the floor has really just been trying to, really nobody tries to fit the mold of Jared Willmuth. They just play a different game without him on the floor. And that's really seems to be the best idea. It's working out great. It was for most of the first half, though they did let the second quarter slip away for a little bit. The Owls were dominant in the first quarter. They outscored Kane 11-2 in the first quarter. So pushed up to a 9-point lead, 11-2, held Kane to 2 points. Obviously, one of the more prolific scorers in the district, Jakylik, just the only 2 points for the Wolves through the first quarter of play. And we had some Owls making some really nice plays. Cam Austin missed a shot, followed it, kind of crept around, snuck around the Kane defenders as they were looking up for the rebound, and then followed his shot, skied up, and put a nice little tip back in, got his own rebound and tipped it right back in. Beautiful play. Then we had the end of the first quarter with the buzzer beater. The Owls, there was a turnover. Kane steps on the baseline with 0.7 seconds left. The Owls have 0.7 seconds to inbound the ball and get a shot off, and Franz, they set it up too because Dixon pointed to Franz and said, "You inbound." They knew exactly what they were going to do. And Franz lobbed it to Dixon, who caught it and shot it in the air, just a little tip drill from about 8 feet out and sunk it. Beautiful play. Nice inbound pass for that point for a fraction of a second buzzer beater. It's obviously a beautiful play. But as dominant as the Owls were in the first quarter, Kane was almost equally so in the second quarter. In the second quarter, the Wolves outscored the Owls 10-4. So not quite as dramatic as a difference, not a 9-point difference, but 6 points, pretty close, 10-4. And they've closed this gap now to a 3-point deficit, 15-12 is your score at the half. Obviously, the leading score for the Wolves right now is Jakylik, Andy Jakylik, with 7 points. And they have Justin Mishick, who hit a big 3-pointer, and Jack Bell Jr. has 2 points. And that's your total, 12 total points there for Kane. 15 for the Owls. How's it break up? Jake Franz has 5 points. Dalton Dixon and Cam Austin both have 4 points. And Chase Weinberg has 2 points. Looking out here now, do I see Chase Weinberg back on the floor? I do. And he's got just a little dressing on the nose. I think maybe I can't really see it, but I think maybe literally stuffed into the nostril. So that's where the blood came from. Bloody nose. Weinberg's back out here. He's shooting up, warming up. He's fine. So he'll be back on the floor here for the Owls after exiting the game late in the second quarter. The Owls not only got outscored 10-4 in the second quarter, but they also gave up a turnaround jump shot buzzer beater to Jakylik. So they've got to put a cap on that momentum shift as early as they can here in the third quarter. They will come out with possession. We're going to take one more break here. 1 minute break, 60 seconds. Be back with the third quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I taught for 20 years. Until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Back for the third quarter of action, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports in Kane. And they came out of the halftime break a little bit early, but we were still in the first possession there. It just ended with a Cam Austin missing from about 3-4 feet away. He elevated. put up a shot and just missed it. But we are about a minute into the third quarter. That just one long Owls possession that ended in the missed shot there. It always catches me off guard when they come out of halftime early. They just agree. Both teams agree. Hey, are you set? Yep. Are you set? Yep. And they'll clear. If it's like less than a minute, no big deal. But it always catches me off guard. Here's Jakylik for the Wolves. And right around the same range that Austin just missed from, Jakylik almost an identical shot, puts it in and cuts the lead down to 1-15-14. Here comes Franz driving, kicks it out to Johnson for three. It's off on the right. And we've got Kane with the rebound, off and running in transition. Layup is good. Kane takes the lead. Jack Bell Jr. with a two-pointer on the left side, and Kane has their first lead of the game, 16-15. The Owls gave up at least an 11-point advantage at one point in the game, possibly as much as 12. There's a swing from the Owls. Hits Dixon down low. Dixon driving baseline, kicks it out to Austin. He'll put up a three-pointer, and that's off the mark. Greville with the rebound for Kane. So the Owls being much less selective on their shots, it looks like. And the first possession was good and long, and they took their time. Here's a long shot. It's no good. Passing down to Dixon in transition. Dixon will stop it, though. Pass across court to Franz. Franz going to drive in right side. Gives it to Johnson now. But the Owls, again, they've kind of sped things up over the last 10 minutes or so of gameplay, and hasn't really been working out. Here's a shot from Dixon, and that's good for three. Dalton Dixon with the three-pointer. Just a pull-up three, too. You don't see that a lot from Dalton. Captain America, as we like to call him after football season. But he gives the Owls a two-point lead back, 18-16, just under 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Greville with the ball for the Wolves. Mishik looking, and the pass is going to go out of bounds. I think last touch by Rulo. He'll stay in Cape. Stay Kane ball. 18-16. The Owls trying to not give that lead back up. They want to keep this. Last thing they need is a back-and-forth contest with a team that's bigger than them. So here is Jakylik passing to Greville. Greville can't reel it in, and it'll go out of bounds. So Kane turnover. And the Owls will have possession here and try to extend this lead back out to two possessions again. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Franz to Rulo. Rulo's on the right side. He's going to drive baseline, kicks it out to Franz, who puts up a three, and it's off the mark. Rolls around just about every part of the rim, but Jakylik brings down the board, working at the top of the perimeter, and he'll pass it to Greville. There's a pass down low to Jakylik. Turnaround, layup is good. Jakylik is automatic from anywhere inside about 6, 7, 8 feet. If he gets inside, he'll just elevate. Turnaround jumper, layup, whatever. He's automatic with it. And here's a timeout. We'll take a tax-in timeout as well. It's Bradford Isles basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Kane for Bradford Isles basketball on WESB Sports. We have a tie ball game, 18-18. So the Owls outscored Kane 11-2 in the first quarter. At one point, worked that up to a 11-point lead, possibly a 12-point lead. Kane battles back. They go into halftime down 15-12. Kane does. And now they took their first lead here in the third quarter. It's knotted up now at 18 apiece. 4 minutes left in the third. Owls possession coming out of the timeout. Inbound to Franz. And Franz will bring it up. Johnson to Austin in the corner. To Rulo at the elbow. Back to Austin. Driving. Baseline. Elevates. He's blocked and fouled. So I believe it was Jakylik trying to take a charge. He laughs it off. He knew he didn't get the call. But it's his second, team first. And Austin will shoot two from the line. The Owls just can't get the three ball to go down. Dixon's got one, but Franz has missed a couple. Austin's missed at least one. Austin misses his first free throw here tonight. He'll get one more. Boy, big free throw. Knotted up at 18. I'm trying to regain the lead here. Second shot is good for Austin. So they do sneak out a one-point lead, 19-18 over Kane. Jakylik will bring up the ball, give it to Greville. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Isaiah Fitton in the game, as well as Jake Franz, Cam Austin, Nolan Rulo, Dalton Dixon. Here's a pass to Bell. Back to Greville up top. Back to Bell. Down low to Jakylik. Jakylik kicks it back out. Greville working left to right. Back to Bell. Swing around the perimeter. And Jakylik will drive in baseline left side. Wow. Big block from Rulo, but he's called for a foul. Boy, that's tough. I don't know if they got it on him. Yeah, they did. Wow. A lot of ball, but I'm also on the far end of the court here. So must have caught a little body. It's Rulo's first team first, and Jakylik's first shot doesn't go. He's actually 1 for 3 as of right now. He's got a chance for a fourth, and that one goes. So back to 2 for 4 from the line for Jakylik, and it's tied up 19 apiece. So we've got us a ball game here, 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Dixon looking, finds Franz in the right corner. Right back to Dixon, swing around, Fitton with it now. Fitton back to Franz. The Owls maybe back to slowing things down a little bit, being a little more selective. Dixon at the elbow, takes a dribble, but has to pick it back up. Rulo ends up with it. Pump fake, going to drive inside. Elevate, and he's fouled. So Rulo couldn't get the shot off clean there, but a little bit of contact, and he draws the foul. So Rulo will go to the line for two, and that's the third foul on Justin Mishick. Team second, Rulo at the line. First shot rattles in with a little shooter's touch from Nolan Rulo. Hits the front of the rim, back of the rim, backboard, front of the rim, and drops in. Makes it 20-19. He's got one more from the charity stripe. Second shot up, and that is good. That one, no rattle. All net. 21-19, 2:35 left in the third. The Owls back up by two. Kane set to inbound now. Jakylik. And takes it right back. So Jakylik to Mishick. Mishick, head fake to Ackley. Cross to Mishick for three, and that's no good. Goes out of bounds on Kane, and it's going to be Bradford ball. So the Owls now, again, have a chance to try to extend it up by two possessions. Unable to do so last time. 21-19, 2:13 left to go. Franz brings it up, gives it to Dixon right around the foul line. Dixon looking right side, left side, ends up giving it to Austin. Right back to Dixon, out to Fitton. Fitton to Franz in the corner. Franz will bring it back up to the top of the perimeter. Give it back to Fitton. Fitton, the cross court to Franz, almost a little high there, but he's able to get a hand on it. And then Franz tries to pass it back out of the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kane, so it'll stay Owls ball. 1:47 left in the third quarter. Dixon inbounds to Franz. Franz looking underneath, where he's got Rulo, Austin. Fitton is outside. Dixon cuts in. The pass is stolen by Mishick. Mishick stops it to Jakylik. Jakylik is stolen right back by Austin. Austin's got a lane. Layup is good. So Austin elevates and puts the Owls back up by four. 23-19, 1:22 left in the third. Ackley in the corner, passes down low to Jakylik, goes baseline, turnaround, lifts, and that's good. Another turnaround, short field goal from Jakylik, automatic from that range, and it's 23-21, 1:05 left in the third. Owls ball now. Fitton to Austin in the corner, down low to Rulo, back outside to Austin. Austin looking at Franz. Franz goes baseline, nothing there. Austin's going to take a three, and it rolls out. So here comes Ackley now for Kane. Kane with a chance to retie the game or take a one-point lead. Jakylik's going to drive. Kicks it to Mishick. Layup is no good. Rulo with the rebound needs a little help. He finds Franz. Franz out and running. He's going to fake right, drive left. Hands it off to Austin. Austin down low to Rulo. Rulo working inside, kicks it back to Franz. Franz is going to bring it up top and hand it off to Fitton. 20 seconds to go now. 23-21 Owls lead. 15 seconds left in the third quarter, rather, not in the game. Dixon working towards the right side, gives it to Franz. We're at 8 seconds in the third. High screen from Austin. Franz is going to take it, drive it in, kicks it out to Fitton. Pump fake. Owls need to get a shot off. Austin, turn around. It's no good. Shot was waved off anyway. So we go in with a 2-point Bradford lead to the fourth quarter. 23-21. Just 8 minutes yet to go. One frame left to play. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Surprise, surprise, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports going into the fourth quarter of play, and we've got another close game. The Owls, far and away, have mostly played in close games this season. First game, they had a nice lead against Eisenhower. They end up with a nice 22-point win there. And then the game at home against Cottersport, I believe, was the other biggest win, the 11-point win. Now we've got a 2-point game here against Kane, 23-21, entering the fourth quarter. Ackley looking to inbound. He gives it to Greville. So Kane working to retie the game. Ackley looking Greville on the right side to Mishick. Mishick passes it in. And here's Bell, layup no good. He's fouled. Again, it's been a bit of a really tightly called game here. And if they have that on Rulo, he's going to start getting – they do. Boy, that's another nice block by Rulo. But again, I'm on the far sideline, so it must have been some contact there. His second, team second. Bell's shot is in, and he'll get one more. It's a 1-point game. Bell has a chance to tie it, 23-22, 7:42 left. Second shot is good. And I mean, drilled it. Tied up at 23. Here comes Dalton Dixon. Dixon to Fitton. It's Nolan Rulo, Dalton Dixon, Isaiah Fitton, Cam Austin, Jake Franz on the floor for the Owls here in the fourth. The Owls have been in this situation plenty of times this season. In fact, quite a few of those times they're working from behind. Right now they're tied. Austin elevates. Layup is no good. Kane's got the rebound. Jakilic is out and running. Austin was trying to track down the steal. Couldn't quite get to it. Here comes Greville. High finger roll is good. And Kane takes their second lead of the game here in the fourth quarter. It's 25-23, the Wolves lead. Franz looking, gives it to Fitton. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Fitton drives, kicks it back out to Dixon. Dixon almost has it stolen. Going to drive right side. Kicks it out to Fitton again. Fitton up top to Cam Austin. They swing. Franz ends up with it. Back to Dixon, and he's fouled. So Dixon with a little bit of a stutter step there, and Bell kind of just runs into his back a bit. Not really intentional or anything like that, but a foul nonetheless. His first, team second, inbound to Franz. 6.5 minutes yet to go. Kane leads by 2, 25-23. Dixon with it. Fitton comes up top. They swing. Franz on the left side in the corner. Swing back the other way. Austin, right side in the corner. And Jakilic almost gets a steal, but Austin's able to get it right back. Franz going to drive in, left side, kicks it out to Fitton for 3. It's off the mark. Rulo with the offensive board. Turn around. No good. And Bell's got the rebound. Now Kane is off and running, and it's out of bounds. I believe it went off on Bell's leg, and it'll be called Owls basketball. So the Owls get a couple of shots off there. Can't get it to go. Kane eventually gets the rebound, but then turns it over on the ensuing fast break. And it's still a 2-point deficit for Bradford, 25-23 with 5:38 left in the game. Franz looks, going to drive left side, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon will bring it up to the top and hand it off to Finn. Finn will cut inside to the foul line. Franz will cut inside a little farther. Austin, spin move, elevates. That shot doesn't go. Boy, that counts at an arcade. It was all the way inside of the rim and then somehow popped back out. 25-23, Kane still leads with 5:07 to go now. Kane just battling back. I mean, really unbelievable. Outscored the Owls in the last in the second quarter and the third quarter. That's a travel on Kane. A travel on Greville. But after being outscored 11-2 in the opening frame, they outscore the Owls 10-4 in the second, and then edge them out in the third, 9-8. Right now, 25-23, Kane leads by two with 4:47 left in the contest. Ryan Ward enters the game. Isaiah Fitton loses it. Here comes Bell, and Dixon with a nice clean block. Wow, what a play by Dalton Dixon to stop the fast break. Now Franz trying to get a break of his own. Jakalik almost gets the steal, but the Owls able to maintain. Dalton Dixon. Wow. There's Ward. Looks to Franz up top. Franz gets a high screen from Dixon. Dixon just pops right back out. Franz with a finger roll, and it's too strong. The Owls just can't get a bucket here. I mean, everything is off the mark. We've had missed layups, missed three-pointers, and now we've got a timeout. Full timeout with 4:03 left. Kane leads 25-23 halfway through the fourth quarter over the Owls. This is Bradford Owls basketball. A Texan timeout on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the Tax-In timeout here for Brad Fowles basketball on WESB Sports. That timeout brought to you by Tax-In, a restaurant at the intersection of Route 59 and 219 with the best handmade pierogies around. Tax-In in Lewis Run, PA. Brad Fowles trailing by 25-23. Kane with the slight advantage here as we head into the final 4 minutes of the contest. Kane trying to stay above 500 on their season, currently 5-4. And the Owls trying to preserve their winning streak on a 5-game win streak right now, 6-4 on the season. Greville to Jakilic. To Bell, back to Greville. 3:45 yet to go. And Kane, really, for the first time, is in a position where it's advantageous for them to kill a little clock. And they are doing so right now, effectively. Keep swinging the ball around the perimeter. Done a really great job, obviously, battling back from the double-digit deficit. And here's a quick shot. No good. Mishik with the rebound. And Kane stays alive here. Here's a three-pointer by Jakilic. It's no good. And another offensive rebound. Jakilic drives in, and it's stolen by Dixon. Dixon is off and running, full head of steam. He stops in the corner and kicks it out to Lucas Johnson. 3 minutes to go. Dixon will get a high screen from Austin, takes it baseline. Ward ends up with it. Over to Johnson. Back up top to Dixon. High screen now from Cam Austin. Austin rolls. Dixon pump fakes at the three. And gives it to Franz. Franz will drive left side. 2:35 to go. Howell still down by two. 25-23. Franz loses it. It was an errant pass. Franz couldn't haul it in. And it's a steal. Another Bradford turnover. Kane has the ball. And it's a travel by Mishik. So the Owls catch a lucky break there and able to get possession back after the turnover. 2:23 to go. Owls still down by two. 25-23. Dixon will inbound. On the floor for the Owls. Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Nolan Rulo, Cam Austin, and Lucas Johnson. Those were your five starters on the night. Remember, they are without Jared Wilmoth. Franz will bring it up. He gives it to Dixon. Dixon looking. And he'll give it to Austin. Austin's on the right side, out of the perimeter. Spin move. Step back. Hands it off to Franz. Franz back to Austin in the corner. Austin gets his man airborne, so he drives in, elevates. Jumper is no good. The Owls still can't get a bucket. I mean, every shot has bounced out. Just can't buy one. 25-23. Kane leads. There's a foul on Rulo. Loose ball foul on the rebound. His third, team third. 1:53 yet to go. Kane hanging on to a two-point lead. 25-23. Greville's going to bring it up. Gets across half court. Tries to give it to Ackley. And there's a three as long. But Jakylik with the rebound. Putback is no good, but he's fouled. And Jakylik will go to the line for two. And that foul is on Franz. They originally had it marked on Rulo. Would have been his fourth, but it's on Franz, and it's his third. Jakylik, first shot is good. Nails it. Extends the lead to three. Boy, this would be a tough one to swallow. The Owls at one point up by 11 or 12. Second one is good. It's a four-point game, a two-possession lead for Kane. Need a little bit of a sense of urgency, but none of this matters if the Owls can't get one of these shots to fall. Here's Dixon driving baseline, gives it to Rulo. Rulo goes inside, kicks out to Franz for three. That one's long. Jakylik with the rebound. And Jakylik drives in. Layup's no good. Dixon with the board. Now Dixon coming back the other way. Little stutter step from Dalton. Gives it to Franz. 1 minute to go. Beautiful pass from Franz to Rulo. And Rulo travels. I think he's been called for three travels this game. That one, I don't think I saw. I mean, he lost the ball for a little bit, but didn't see a step. Timeout here with 1:05 to play. And Kane now with a four-point lead, 27-23, with just over a minute left in the game. This is Bradford Owls basketball. Attacks and timeout on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of a timeout here in Kane, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, 27-23. Kane leads with just over a minute yet to play in the game. A game that Bradford had led for almost all of it. Kane had one other lead in the third quarter before they took this one here in the fourth that they've been able to hang on to here for the last couple minutes. There's the inbound to Jakylik, 1 minute to go. The Owls in a full court. And Bell just runs right by Johnson. Johnson almost gets the steal. He does. It goes out of bounds out on Bell. So that only took about 8 seconds off the clock. Maybe less, 57 left in the game. And the Owls force a turnover there. Great job. Great hustle by Lucas Johnson. Franz brings it up, 27-23. But again, none of this matters if the Owls cannot finish one of these with a score. They haven't been able to get any of their shots from anywhere. Layup, mid-range, three-pointers to fall. There's a pass to Austin. Johnson's going to bring it in, kick it out to Rulo, to Franz, drives in, finger roll is good. There it is, two-possession game now, or two-point game, rather, after Franz, his layup. And that is only the first bucket. Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize this. That's the first bucket for the Owls in the fourth quarter. That's the first time they've scored in the fourth quarter. There's about 40 seconds to play. I mean, that's devastating. Absolutely devastating. So that really highlights what I was saying about them not being able to get a bucket to fall. It wasn't the first shot they took. Wasn't the second, third, or fourth either. They have not been able to buy a bucket. Isaiah Finn missed a three. Cam Austin missed a three. Franz Austin and Rulo both missed a few layups. Missed some jump shots. So, yeah, 27.9 seconds left. They just got their first bucket of the fourth quarter. It's 27-25. Kane leads. Here's the inbound. Jakylik. And Kane trying to get across half court. They're running out of time here. Austin with a steal. Elevates, and he's fouled. Wow. Big time defense there. Kane was about to turn it over anyways. Couldn't get it out of the backcourt. Austin gets the steal. Gets in. He is currently... let's see, 1 for 2 from the line. Needs to make both of these for the tie. 16.2 seconds left. First shot is in for Austin. 1 point game, 27-26. Austin's second shot is set to go on the floor for the Owls when they come out. Nolan Rulo, Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Lucas Johnson, Jake Franz. Austin's second shot is long. Dixon skies for the rebound, tips it to Rulo. Outside to Johnson, 13 seconds to go. Franz directing traffic, 10 seconds now. High screen from Austin. Franz is fouled. 7 seconds to go. The Owls will inbound, 27-26. To Franz, 6 seconds. Franz coming in, driving, elevates, jump shot, no good. And Kane's going to win it. And Kane has a 1 point win over the Owls. Final score, 27-26. And a tough loss here for the Owls after a dominant first quarter, building up a double digit lead. Kane battles all the way back, holds the Owls scoreless for 7.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. The first 7.5 minutes of the fourth quarter, the Owls didn't score a bucket. That alone, I mean, could be pointed to as the reason of how the Owls lost that game. Missed one free throw down the line that would have tied it up, but they got the offensive board and just couldn't get the look that they needed to pull ahead in the final seconds of the game. So that ends it here tonight. It also ends the Owls' winning streak at 5 games. They're still on the plus side here, though, for their overall record. It puts them at 6-5 on the season. And I believe it lifts Kane to 6-4, where the Owls were when they came in here tonight. So, Kane, victorious over the Owls by 1 point, 27-26. Boy, awfully similar to the first Bradford loss of the year in Otto Eldred. At the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament Championship game, Otto Eldred, only it was kind of opposite. Otto Eldred led most of that game, and the Owls battled back late. A couple of back-and-forth quarters, and you end up with the Otto Eldred Terrors winning 28-27, hands the Owls their first loss. Here, it was back-and-forth for a little bit, but mostly back, as not a lot of fourth, with the Owls not scoring in the fourth quarter. 27-26 is your final score. Kane wins. The Owls will have a short bus ride home here after a tough, tough loss. So we're going to pause for about 1 minute and tally up the stats here, and we'll do a quick post-game recap for the Owls' road game tonight here in Kane. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear... It's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here... Maybe you can do something for me?
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Owls postgame show here on WESB Sports. After the Owls' one-point loss to the Kane Wolves here in Kane, it's their first road game here in the unofficial second half of the season. And the Owls come away with a one-point loss here, 27-26. So we'll recap exactly what went down here as the Owls came out hot and coming off that JV game. So the junior varsity team actually beat Kane 50-17. So you're coming off that. And then in the first quarter, the Owls outscore the Wolves 11-2. So, I mean, it looked like it was going to be more of that JV game, just kind of continued out. You extrapolate that out and it's 44-8 final score. So, you know, the Owls were looking good. They were looking dominant. They were doing a lot of things right. They were boxing out. They were following their shots as much as they were boxing out. So they were also getting rebounds, second chance opportunities. They were making some of those shots, which is going to be kind of a key here down the road, I think you'll see. And they also, they weren't turning over the ball or committing a lot of fouls. They were playing really good tight basketball. They had only allowed 2 points in the first quarter. Excellent job by the Owls. Then we go into the second quarter, and it almost gets totally reversed. Kane comes out and outscores Bradford 10-4 in the second. So it doesn't quite erase that first quarter, but it does a real good job of bringing it back. And they've also matched the buzzer beater. So to the end of the first quarter, the Owls get a buzzer beater. It's an inbound with 0.7 seconds left. Jake Franz lobs it up to Dalton Dixon. He catches it in the air and puts up a shot before the buzzer goes off. A beautiful play. They knew it. I mean, I'm sure very little communication beforehand, but there was nobody set to inbound, and Dixon points to Franz. It's almost, you know, to say, let's do the thing. Is basically what it was. So Franz like, okay, goes baseline. He tips it in, and it's an absolutely gorgeous buzzer beater. So then to end the second quarter, to end the first half, Jakylik, he comes down. Andy Jakylik, he's driving baseline. He just can't kind of find his way through the defense. He has to come back away from the hoop, still on the baseline, but away from the hoop. He does like this backup move, turns around away, and then jumps, spins back towards the front side of the hoop and puts up a jump shot as time expires and sinks it. I mean, he's been automatic from anywhere within like a 10-foot range of the hoop. He just jumps. If he's facing the wrong direction, he spins. If he's not, he just elevates and he makes it no matter where he's at. Very talented shooter, mid-range shooter is Andy Jakylik. But anyways, that gives us a halftime score of 15-12. So the Owls still lead by three, but also, you know, maybe a little bit of a momentum shift with that buzzer beater. And then we come into the third quarter, and here's where things start to look like maybe the Owls are going to be okay. Now, they were still outscored in the third, but it was a much closer quarter. It was 9-8. So 9-8, the Owls were outscored by 1 point. They still hang on to a 2-point lead coming into the fourth, and they've been in this position in these close games time after time, game after game after game this season. So you think the Owls will pull this one out. They've already shown what they can do in the first quarter, and they've been in these close games all year. They're on a 5-game win streak. You know, I think there was probably a lot of confidence there. That confidence slowly, I mean, very slowly dwindled away when we realized we had gone 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes, rather. The first 7.5 minutes, all but 30 seconds of the fourth quarter is how long it took for the Owls to get their first bucket of the final frame. So they were held scoreless for 7.5 minutes. While they had a 2-point lead, they watched that go bye-bye. And then Kane eventually went up by 4. And the Owls were still unable to score. 7.5 scoreless fourth quarter minutes from the Owls. I mean, that is, that's got to be so frustrating. At that point, it feels like, you know, a force field is around the hoop. They put up threes, they weren't making them. They put up layups, they weren't making them. Cam was shooting. Rulo was shooting. Franz was shooting. That just wasn't going. Isaiah Finn was in the game. They just weren't falling for the Owls. Finally, we had kind of the icebreaker from Jake Franz. He gets a layup with about 28 seconds left and cuts the lead to 2. The Owls get the ball back again. Cam Austin is fouled, goes to the line to shoot 2. He makes his first, cuts the lead to 1. He misses his second, but the Owls get the offensive board. They've got a chance to win the game. They've got a chance to go up by 1 with a 2-point field goal, and they just can't get the right look. 7 seconds on the clock when they inbound after a foul, and that misses. Kane comes down with the rebound, and that's your final score of 27-26 after just a wrench of a fourth quarter. So your scoring breakdown, as we we had him starred, circled, all game, Andy Jakajlik, he scored 16 points. That is well over his average points per game, which is 12.1. So that'll help his numbers out a little bit. Should bump him up the top points per game scores in the district. He was sitting number 25 at 12.1 points per game. 16 here tonight is going to help his case. Then we'll see Jack Bell Jr. He had 6 points. Justin Mishick had 3 points. And Josh Greville had 2 points, total of 27. For your Owls, leading scorer here tonight was Cam Austin. He had 8 points, 4 in each half. Dalton Dixon and Jake Franz each had 7. Dixon took kind of a rare pull-up 3. I mean, it wasn't off a pass. He just pulled it up and took it. It was absolutely beautiful. Nailed it. 7 points apiece for Dalton Dixon and Jake Franz. Nolan Rulo added 2. Chase Weinberg added 2. Our leading scorer again, Cam Austin. But Cam and Franz were both well under their average points per game as well, 12.6 and 12.3 respectively. So the Owls lose to Kane. They drop to 6-5 on the season, snaps their 5-game win streak. Next up will be a home contest. We'll be back at the Owls Nest hosting Brookville on Friday night. So Friday night, the Owls hosting Brookville, same time, 7:30 tip-off. We'll start pregame coverage at 7:20 here on WESB Sports. Then this weekend, you're going to want to stick around for all your NFL playoff needs. It's super wild card weekend in the NFL, and we're going to have all the action, almost all of it. Saturday, the Las Vegas Raiders will be in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Coverage will start at 4 o'clock. The second Saturday game is the Bills game. The Bills will be on our sister station, 100.1 The Hero, hosting the Patriots, 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff. Then Sunday, triple header, all the games will be here. Philadelphia Eagles at Tampa Bay Bucks will start at 12:30. That'll be followed by San Francisco 49ers at Dallas Cowboys at about 4:15 and the Pittsburgh Steelers at Kansas City Chiefs at about 8 o'clock. Then Monday night, wrapping up the wild card weekend, is your first ever Monday night playoff game in the NFL, Arizona Cardinals at Los Angeles Rams at 7:30. So again, Friday night is the Owls' next game, hosting Brookville, 7:20 start. And the Owls fall here tonight, so they'll try to get back to their winning ways on Friday after a 1-point loss to Kane, 27-26. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. We'll be back on Friday night. I am Jimmy Kelt signing off for Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.